I think he's just aiming for a nice little position there once his days are numbered here in Holland. And well, people like the Dutch farmers and in general, the Dutch people are a victim of his policies. And this story that you just saw of that farmer who bursted out into tears asking when he was being asked whether he could pass on his farm to his kids, he's not the only one. Just this morning, I saw an obituary of another farmer who has committed suicide, because there are a lot of farmers who are committing suicides in the Netherlands, about 20 to 30 a year, which is a huge overrepresentation of the of this particular sector, of course. And that's because these people are completely desperate as a result of the criminal policies of our government. And this man who committed suicide just today was only, or yesterday, was only 25 years old. So that's what we're dealing with. You know, we're dealing with a government doesn't give a damn about its people, doesn't give a damn about human lives, doesn't give a damn about the food supply. The only thing they care about is their own power and money, and that's what you see in full force here.
Well, what's shocking about what you've just said is that we're just a couple of weeks after an election that you reported on this show, in which it appeared that the Dutch farmers had won a tremendous victory in regional elections, but that determine the composition of the upper house of the Dutch parliament. So are they sending us the message that in fact elections are entirely irrelevant now, and that the permanent, whoever it is that Mark Rutte thinks is more important than the Dutch people, these people are permanently powerful and elections don't impact on that?